Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine a young man getting ready to set out on a long hike. You're at the trailhead and you see this young man getting ready. And he's got all the gear. He's got his brand new hiking boots, he's got his gaiters, he's got his poles, he's got the brand new backpack. He's got all the gear. He looks like he's ready for an incredibly successful hike. And you watch him set off and you're getting your things together and you head on down the trail. And what you notice is you get about a half a mile down the trail and here he sits on a rock next to the trail, red in the face, out of breath. He's got a water bottle and he's guzzling it like he's been out in the desert for a week. The gear didn't help because he wasn't prepared for the hike. And some of us are that way too. I wonder how many of us, followers of Jesus, are like that. We know the right words, we have the right gear, but when it comes to walking the path of life in the Spirit, we're tired, stuck, or just plain heading off in the wrong direction. So Paul is showing us here in Galatians that true freedom, real, true, free life in Christ, it's not about checking the boxes of the law. It's not about having all the right gear. It's not also about doing whatever we want, but it's about walking in step with the Spirit, in freedom, and in love. So Paul begins this section by talking about the fact that freedom is not for indulgence, but it's for love. He says, "You, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh. Rather, serve one another humbly in love." Freedom in Christ doesn't mean that anything goes. It means that we're finally free to love. Have you ever found yourself on the side of the road in a ditch? Maybe it's the middle of winter and you didn't realize quite how slippery the road was, and all of a sudden you start to lose control of the car and everything tenses up and you try desperately to get the car going straight again, but you can't do it and you slide into the ditch. I've done it before. It's terrifying. It's scary. Everything puckers up. And when you get out of that ditch, whether some nice person with a pickup truck comes and hauls you out, or you have to call a tow truck, you get your car back up out of that ditch. You don't just go ripping down the road. You take off nice and slow and carefully. Because you're free from the ditch, but that freedom doesn't mean that you're just going to go ripping down the road. You're going to go off carefully and you're going to pay a little more attention to where you are and how fast you're going and how slick the road is. The reflection for us here is, where do we see freedom twisted into self-centeredness? In ourselves or in our culture? How is the Spirit inviting us, instead of being self-centered, to serve? The second point that Paul makes is he says there's two paths here. There's the path of the flesh, and there's the path of the Spirit. And he paints a very clear contrast. The life, when you follow the path of the flesh, it leads to destruction, envy, division, impurity. But life by the path of the Spirit produces fruit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. We've all memorized these before, right? The fruit of the Spirit. Have you noticed that Paul uses the singular word fruit here? He doesn't say the fruits of the Spirit are. No, he says the fruit of the Spirit is. And while he lists off 9 characteristics, those 9 characteristics are the fruit. See, some of us, we want to pick. Well, I do pretty good on the peace and the patience and the kindness. The self-control I'm a little bit off on. It doesn't work that way. When we live by the Spirit, we generate all of those characteristics. It's that one fruit in all of those things. It's like gardening. I've talked about my garden before in the past, my zucchinis that got a little bit out of control. If you plant a garden, you are free to tend that garden however you'd like. Let's say you plant 2 gardens next to each other. And the one garden, you let that garden just be free. And you let it do whatever it wants. And the other garden, you take some special care. You go in there and you pull out the weeds that don't belong there. And you make sure that it's getting enough water. And you tend that garden regularly. And over time, this garden that was free, it's now overrun with weeds. And some of the plants that you planted that you were hoping to harvest some fruits or vegetables from, they're completely choked out by the weeds. Those weeds have taken over where the garden that you've tended, that you've put a little bit more effort into, that garden, now you're free to enjoy the harvest of that garden. Do you see the difference? Here, you chose the freedom on the front end. You chose the freedom to not do anything. You chose the freedom to just let it go. And it got choked out. And the harvest was less because of that. And this garden over here, you chose to invest a little bit. You chose to tend that garden and take care of it. And now you get the freedom of enjoying the harvest. That's the difference that Paul is talking about. The difference between choosing the path of the flesh versus choosing the path of the Spirit. So which garden are you tending? Are you feeding the flesh? Or are you making space for the Spirit to work in your life? For the Spirit to grow fruit in your life, in your home, in your community? Are you making room for the Spirit to work? And the third point that Paul makes here is that when we walk in the Spirit, it means that we bear one another's burdens. He says, carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. That's why we always talk about how in our faith, community is so important. You know, you can be a Christian and just worship out here in the woods all by yourself. And you can be a Christian and you can have amazing worship in your car riding down the road. But this community is so important to how we live out our faith. One of those reasons is because we carry one another's burdens. We take care of each other. We do this life together in community. Now, right over here, we've got the big grand piano, right? Can you imagine taking that grand piano and putting up on the stage by yourself? It's impossible, right? None of us could take that piano and lift it up and move it onto the stage on our own. But I bet if 6 or 8 or 10 of us got together, we could lift that piano up and we could very carefully and gently move that piano up onto the stage, because we are stronger together. In community, we can carry things that we could never carry on our own. This is what Paul is talking about, that this life in the Spirit, this life following the Spirit, allowing the Spirit to have room to work in our lives, allows us to carry one another's burdens. It allows us to carry things that we never would be able to carry on our own. So this week, I want you to think about these two things. I want you to practice two intentional steps in walking with the Spirit. So number one, I want you to ask the Spirit daily, where are you inviting me to serve, to love, or to carry a burden today? Where are you asking me, where are you calling me to serve, to love, or to carry a burden today? And at the end of the day, examine the fruit. At the end of the day, reflect, what did my actions today, what fruit did they bear? Did they bear the fruit of the Spirit? Where in my day did I see joy, love, peace? Where did I see those things in my life? Or where may I have slipped into the deeds of the flesh, the work of the flesh? And give yourself an honest evaluation. It's not going to be perfect. You're not going to get it right every day. I don't get it right every day. But reflect on those things. Ask God, ask the Spirit to guide you to those places. And give yourself an honest evaluation at the end of the day. Let's not just carry the gear. Let's not just have the right words and carry the right Bible around with us. Let's open ourselves up. Let's leave room in our lives for the Spirit to work in us and for the Spirit to bear fruit in our lives. That is where true freedom comes from. Amen. Amen.